clock continues to tick down. The Hawks are going to be upset victors here, knocking off the Swans, who were in the eight coming into the night. Segler, Hickey, Newcomb, fantastic on debut. Siren Hawks nail the Swans for their third win of the year by 38 points. Hawthorn 14-5-89, the Swans 7-9-51.
A couple of times during the game, Brownie, I kept making a case for Sydney to come back in. At no stage of the game did they make a run. At no part. I can't recall any part of the game where they actually started to take control and you thought they're going to get a run on here.
They were flat, they were limp, they were lethargic, and they didn't look like it tonight. Every time they went forward early, they bombed the footy, and Lance Franklin was 3-on-1, and they expected him to do amazing things, but we'll go down to Tom Mitchell and Jude Bolton.
And also young Jai Newcomb in there.
Yeah, Jai was great, wasn't he, on debut? He's been hard and physical down at Box Hill, and he brought that at AFL level, so superb. And Jager, as you mentioned, always good to have him in the team, and Will Day was another one, so good to see those boys back.
Also, Mitchell Lewis, obviously, the laid out a bit of boxing. This is a Clarko, a bit of genius, just getting that physicality. What was the whole weekend build-up like for this game?
Yeah, well, I think you need to train that sort of mindset. We probably haven't been tough enough throughout the year, and that was probably a focus going into tonight. We know the Swans always been the heat in that area of the ground, so yeah, we had to match them, and yeah, really proud of the boys.
The run off halfback, particularly also stopping Sydney's run as well, was just sensational.
Yeah, we felt as though we played the game in our half, and yeah, again, we probably haven't been able to do that this year, but it was some promising signs tonight, so hopefully the second half of the year is a fresh start, and yeah, we can keep building from that.
Sensational work, Tommy.
Thanks, Drew. Cheers, mate.
Thank you to Jude and to Tom in the Seven Network. 14 tackles on debut for Jai Newcomb, as Tumman told us, the most on debut recorded. Second most for the Hawks was Mitchell with 7, so he doubled any other Hawthorn player with tackles, did the debutant. Triple M Amy review. Amy, who covers Clangers, Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. Triple M MVP award for Mongrel Boots. Mongrel Boots, comfy boots built for long days on site. Who's got that today? It looks like it's the Chief, so we'll hold that till after the break, Chiefy. Are you doing, AG?
Well, I might abstain just so there's no hint of any bias or favouritism, and let Brownie do
it. Nathan can do it. Well, here's Jai Newcomb on debut.
Oh, yes.
Well, so all about the pressure tonight. If we had brought that, we knew we'd come over with a good result, so pretty happy.
You weren't on the list of a week ago, and then suddenly you've just been burst in. What was that whole build-up to their first game like?
Yeah, it's been a big rise over the last sort of 2 or 3 weeks. You know, didn't really see myself being in this position, but you know, very, very happy and very, very lucky. Obviously, with the support of the boys and everyone, it's been great.
And you've got your family here today. Did they attend as well?
Yeah, I was able to get 6 or 7 up from Victoria, so COVID test yesterday and able to fly up, so good to have them here for the first time.
Who's been a good influence thus far since, you know, Box Hill and through in your career thus far?
Obviously Box Hill, been working with Sammy Mitchell pretty closely, so that's been massive. And then first 5 or 6 days, been moved in with Jagger, so he's been a massive role model for me already, so really, really happy with how it's going.
Sensational debut and a wonderful win by the Hawks.
Thank you.
Thank you to Jai and Jude and Seven. Tumman, who did he pass for the most tackles on debut in recorded history?
Yeah, Jack Graham and Rupert Wills, they both had 11 tackles on debut. Jai Newcomb with 14.
So much still to come. We might even open the 133-53 open line, depending on what our relays want to do moving forward. But it's the Hawks by 38 points. McDonald's and Remote Water, Triple M Rock Football. SCG, the Hawks by 6 at quarter time, 24 at the half, 24 at three quarter time, and 38 point winners in the end. Hawthorn 14-5-89, the Swans 7-9-51. This is the Triple M Amy review. Amy, who covers Clangers? Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. Jim Mann, a very brief discussion about the stats. Thank you, great man.
Well, the Hawks are plus 26 in contested ball. That's a season high. Their previous record was plus 5, and they're ranked 18th for inside 50s. They had 59 entries opposed to their season average of only 46.
Beautiful, chew for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M Rocks footy for your Macca's Friday night footy post-game feed. The only question is McDelivery or drive-thru. All righty, the much-vaunted Triple M MVP award for Mongrel Boots. Mongrel Boots, comfy boots built for long days on site. Leaderboard after round 12. Ollie Wines, Clayton Oliver on 17, Sammy Walsh on 15, the Bont 14, and a few including Merritt, Parrish and Martin on 12. This is you tonight, Chieftain.
Yeah, well, Brownie and I did them together and we came up with the same names. I don't think it's going to affect any of the people on that leaderboard, Howie.
Okay.
I gave one vote to Tom Mitchell. Ash, what were the numbers?
Yeah, Tom Mitchell, 34 disposals, 7 tackles and a major.
Gave two votes to big Johnny Segler. Thought he was outstanding.
Mm. Yeah, Johnny Segler, 20 possessions, 11 clearances, which is a PB. He also won the hitouts, 35 to Hickey's 26.
Magnificent. And I gave three to Chankwath Jeath. I thought he was an absolute star across halfback. Yeah. Love the way he plays the game.
Career high, 28 touches, 550 metres gained, the most of any Hawthorn player.
Well done, Chewy. And the Chief, Choice Hotels around the ground, Saturday Rub, etc. tomorrow. Before then, though, Das, what's on for you tomorrow? We always ask this question to finish on a Friday night.
I'll be out in the park tomorrow, Howie. Looking forward to...
You're coaching tomorrow?
We're back to train. We're out of train on Sunday session training. Just having a little kick and walk the dog first thing in the morning. I'll do a bit of yoga.
Oh, nice.
A bit of meditation, Chief.
So why are you allowed to train but not play?
That's a really, really good question, Chief, isn't it?
What's
tried to organise a little
the difference?
Practice game, and we were told that is not required. You can train, so you're not allowed to cross-pollinate with another side, Chief, apparently.
Okay.
So, the wonderful state we live in, Howie. It all makes perfect sense.
You got your jab yet?
No, I don't think I'm eligible yet, Howie.
Oh, okay.
So, we'll wait and see.
All right.
That becomes available.
What do you mean, wait and see?
Wait and see when the availability's there, Chief.
And then you'll get straight in and get done.
We'll get on with it, Chief.
Good work, Das. Good work, Das. What about you tomorrow? What do you got tomorrow, Big Chulenko? What are you doing tomorrow?
I've actually got the day off tomorrow,
Chewy,
full Saturday.
Look out, Boyd Cook.
Yep, operational tasks to be done around the family home. But my daughter, I'll take her out for a drive. She's on her L's at the moment.
Oh, nice. Yeah. What's your daughter's name?
Today,
Isabella.
Well done, Chewy.
How's she drive, Isabella, Chewy?
She's pretty good, actually. Yeah, nice and conservative like her old man.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good, Chewy. What about you, Chief? Then what are you on tomorrow? Are you rolling out of bed sort of midday? What are you going
on? I've got a game to do tomorrow afternoon. Do a little bit of prep prior to that.
Gold Coast Freo?
Yeah.
Okay, anything else? Anything lined up? Breakfast with anyone?
No, nothing like that. I'll probably get up at the crack of 11 and see where we go from there.
And then tomorrow night, anything socially happening or not?
By the time I get home, mate, I'll be ready for the couch.
There you go. It's the life of Chieftain. And what about you, Noodles? What do you got lined up tomorrow?
Oz kicks back tomorrow.
Yes.
At Williamstown. So I'll take Jude down there and get some of that energy he has out of his system.
So you're allowed to Oz kick with all different kids coming together?
Yep.
You're allowed to train, but you can't mix with other teams.
Kids don't get it though, Chief, apparently. So,
okay.
How's your parenting style, Nate? Have you calmed down a bit after the revelation last week that you threw your kids off the jetty?
I didn't throw them off the jetty. They jumped in willingly and they earned some money out of it, and they'll talk about it for years to come.
Will you be doing anything amazing over the weekend?
I will be having a fair bit of time, just a coffee with my wife and enjoying her company, Chief.
That's very nice. Very nice.
He can hardly keep his eyes open, mate. Like someone shot him with a tranquilizer dart.
I don't think he's eating properly, to be honest. We might need to discuss that with him next week. I think he's on one of those freaky diets. The Hawks by 38 points. Have a wonderful rest of your Friday night. Stay safe. Have a fantastic long weekend. If you're on the roads, be careful. Ring your mum. Give your loved ones a hug and take it easy. The Hawks by 38 points. McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Peace to everyone. Triple M Rocks footy.